The Blue Light Gay Bar has been a staple in the Sheboygan LGBTQ community for over 30 years, but the owner made the decision to close down the gay bar, reopening it as a live music venue. Part of the reason, the owner says, other community institutions have picked up the torch.
The bar may be changing, but the Sheboygan LGBTQ community remains, and they're working to build that community into an open and safe space to live.
Kate Krause is the founder and co-chair of the Sheboygan County LGBTQ Alliance and owner of Paradigm Coffee and Music in Sheboygan. Kate, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start by talking about the Blue Light, end of an era in some ways in Sheboygan, now closing, reopening in a completely different form. Can you talk a little bit about the Blue Light and its what it's meant for the Sheboygan LGBTQ community?
Yeah, I mean, I can mostly talk about it as a person in my 20s, 20 years ago. And I really, it was a really important space. Spent a lot of long nights, had a lot of fun. And even when I stopped going out a lot, it was just always nice to know it was there. My shop is just down the road, and getting to know Dean when he first opened, or when I first opened, it was just good. Having a cohort down the street.
Yeah, the current owner, I understand it, of the Blue Light has said, you know, they're closing down as the Blue Light. They're gonna be something else, a music venue for the most part. And they're making the case that, hey, we've seen declining revenues, and maybe that's because we aren't the only space. This isn't a unique, one-of-a-kind space for the LGBTQ community. They see it as some ways in good news that there are other places, I think, including your venue, your cafe, Kate. Are there more spaces than just that one gay bar in a city like Sheboygan?
Yeah. Yeah, there totally are. And I think having more than one space is super important. There's been kind of a couple of gay bars to come and go. And we definitely, I think what we're also seeing is that drinking is kind of on a decline, strange to say, I think. And I think having spaces that aren't directly affiliated with that might be part of the shift. Years ago, we started Queer Potluck here at the cafe as a multi-generational purpose. And we're a queer-owned cafe, but we're by no means a space for only queers. Mm-hmm. We're a neighborhood cafe. And I think that intersection is really important. And I say this about even just a coffee shop. Like, I never want to live in a community that can only support one. I want a lot of cool places and a lot of cool options. And I think that's the same for the queer community, but queer only spaces are still really important. I don't think they've gone unneeded. I think there's a time and a place, but I think the community is going to mourn the loss of a specific queer or gay bar.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that, Kate. Do you feel a sense of sadness about the Blue Light going away as it currently exists?
I have some complicated feelings about it. Yeah, I mean, I think that we still need one, and Hans is ready to, which I totally relate to. Also, he's ready to move on to something else. But I think that there's going to be opportunity for another gay specific space. I think that it's important, but I also don't think that it necessarily needs to be, they need to be bars anymore.
Hearing you talk about the Blue Light, reading about your own space at Paradigm, it makes me think, like, people might say, well, you know, a community finds itself, right? People find each other, they build a community. And I get the sense sometimes that, well, maybe, but also maybe some people have to do some work, right, to create the space and make the connections for a community. How do you approach this concept of building community, whether we're talking about queer community or just, you know, reaching out to people in Sheboygan in general?
Yeah, I think it's really important to have a space that attracts, like if you're new to a community, you got to find that space that speaks to you. And we put a lot of intention into creating a welcoming environment for everyone. We put up a pride flag in 2016 for the first time, even though we had been open for 10 years. Because before that, it was more of a safety issue in my head. And it's still a safety issue, but I don't think that a brick won't go through my window one day because of my pride flag. I don't think that I'm out of that clear, but the importance of putting up kind of a beacon that says, hey, your people are here. You know, we can put you in the right direction of other friendly folks, and navigating that is still really necessary and important. Our cafe has made that kind of a mission for all 18 years. And whether it's just creative folks or progressive folks or queer folks or the intersection of all of that, we, you know, create a space that people want to gather. Our queer potluck that we host that I've mentioned is really just an opportunity for people to walk into a room and know that everybody's got our backs, and to see. And I've talked about this a lot. We have some radical posters and ideas up on our walls, and we just, you know, from climate change to Planned Parenthood to anti-misogyny ideals and all of these things that seem like a really kind of low bar in my head. But for young people to walk in, or anybody to walk in, read these posters and look around and see a room full of every generation is really important. Like, that's the long game that we're playing here. Just kind of creating a safe, welcoming environment, but with a bar, raising the bar of how to treat each other.
We're talking to Kate Krause, owner of Paradigm Coffee and Music in Sheboygan, co-founder and co-chair of the Sheboygan County LGBTQ Alliance. Kate, I mentioned you're co-founder of the Alliance. Could you talk about what led you and your colleagues to create the group in the first place?
Yeah. So right before we officially formed, two young queers started a pride picnic. Right before they went off to college, and they passed it off to me, just asking to keep it rolling, and we did in various forms because we immediately ran into a pandemic. But with the having pride on our laps, we decided to reach out to the county, all the county stakeholders. From the sheriff's department to the school district to city employees, health and or we actually formed it within a relationship with Mental Health of America to partner with starting an alliance. It became known as the Alliance based on relationship building, and we identified needs in the community. We all got together and decided that we needed just a singular place for resources to be listed and community members to come together and identify shortcomings in needs.
What would be at the top of that list of needs now?
Well, from gender affirming care positions, identifying those and those folks and pointing people in the right direction, we get everything. Just like if you're someone who doesn't fit the general norm, you want to know where you want the recommendations. You want to know where you can go get your hair cut comfortably and not be in a weird situation, or, you know, what mechanic's not going to be real weird with you. Those kinds of small town things, which we all do naturally, I think, in the straight world as well. We give our pointers and our favorites and point people in the right direction if we care about them. So, yeah.
If we went around to people around the country and said Sheboygan, Wisconsin to them, the first thing that pops into their head might not be thriving LGBTQ community. Can you talk to, you know, the rest of the world a little bit about Sheboygan and how it might not match up with the stereotypes they have it?
Yeah. I mean, we're about an hour north of Milwaukee. So, like, we're Yeah, we are considered like an up north town sometimes, I think, at least to Chicago folks. And it's actually so surprising what a thriving art community we have with the John Michael Kohler Art Center and the Art Preserve, and a lot of independent artists from and studios, really great coffee shops and vintage stores and art supply stores and bike shops. And it's always been, even before all of these other businesses popped up and all everything, there's always been a vibe here that is kind of surprising. And years ago, we came up with a slogan for a t-shirt that was Sheboygan, who knew? And we still sell it today. It'll be online soon. But I think it encapsulates the surprise. It's a pleasant surprise. We have a beautiful beach, and we're smack dab between Green Bay and Milwaukee. So there's plenty of resources every direction.
And finally, I think sometimes in the past, in whether we're talking rural areas up to small cities, the idea for a young queer person might be, oh, you want to find a community? Great. Move to a bigger city. Right. But I keep hearing small towns, medium cities around Wisconsin know finding a community means building it in the place you live and the place you want to live. Can you talk about the importance of saying, hey, Sheboygan can be a place for queer people?
Yeah. I think it is just that, like, you have to build what you want to see in your community and support everything you appreciate with your dollar. And you know, Paradigm wouldn't be able to exist the way it does in a larger city because, we lucked out and we got ourselves a 4,000 square foot building that we could never afford anywhere else. And this is where a lot of the kids that work for me and people that come pass through and customers are, our roots are here. We have pride in our community, and it just keeps going that direction because people start new things and inspire each other and support each other. And I do, based on my own experience, I do think it's easier in a small town. People really tend to rally.
Kate, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Kate Krause is founder and co-chair of the Sheboygan County LGBTQ Alliance. Kate owns Paradigm Coffee and Music in Sheboygan. She talked with us about the local community after the closure of a long-running local gay bar in the city.
Now, thank you so much to everyone who donated during our fall membership drive that just wrapped up.
It's support from people like Trish and Fond du Lac that makes WPR's essential service possible for everybody.
If you missed joining in, there is still time. Go to WPR.org. That's WPR.org to make your contribution.
And when you make a gift, you could still ask for your WPR notebook set for $12 a month or the Wisconsin State Park Pass when you give $25 a month or more. Those are still available.
You play such an important role in keeping Wisconsin informed, inspired, and connected. Thank you so much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Still ahead on Wisconsin Today, check out a plan to save Milwaukee's Mitchell Park domes and the case for making the investment.
It is without question iconic, but it's also an oasis.
That's coming up here on WPR News.